This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour on the Thursday, February the 20th. Really now, we're two-thirds of the way through the month of February. As the day begins, the sun comes up, the world goes round. Things are... it's not the same today as it was yesterday, because today will never be the same as yesterday, and tomorrow will not be the same as today. Are there things that have changed dramatically in the last 24 hours, or the last few hours, or the last few minutes? This depends on your point of view. I, for the first time in quite a long time, last night, joined, I'm sure, Jennifer, and I'm expecting Victoria. Kara may have watched the debate as well between the major candidates that are running for president on the Democratic side. And there were moments that I'd like to share with you that were going on in my head as this thing proceeded. And then I'd like to get some input from all of you, and as you care to share things one way or another, people are not shy. People have really strong feelings. We'll share them with us. Facebook.com/DJV Show is a fine way to do it. As most of you know, I'm pretty upfront with my position on who at this point in time I think would make a better president than the person we have. There are a lot of people that argue with that, people that listen to the station. Okay, so we have our points of view. Last night I saw four people on the stage that would be potentially, there could be potentially a vote from me. There were two who, no, under any circumstances could I see, after especially last night, me considering voting for them, under any circumstances. And the two people, for those of you who listen to me regularly, know that probably that it's pretty obvious, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, but I felt more strongly about it after last night for any number of reasons. Whether I need to get into it or I don't need to get into it remains to be seen. But I found Bernie Sanders appalling. The attacks on people who have made this country what it is economically. You know, you can't have it both ways. He seems to think you can for whatever the reason, and I guess I don't know that I even respect his opinion. I've been up and down on Bernie because he is from a farm state, and he certainly aggressively defends the people who live in the state, has done a lot for farmers, and has been of late, since Mayor Pete became the darling of, or at least for a while in Iowa, if you can figure out. I don't know if anybody's figured that out yet, because looks like
apparently
there were so
by
few.
Four thousandths of a point.
Of a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So Buttigieg leads there. I wish he'd change his name or do something to make it easier to pronounce his name. At any rate, I thought he was pretty sharp last night. I thought that Biden actually was sharper than he has been. I don't know. You know, we paid attention to Amy Klobuchar. There was a little pettiness, I think, between the two of them standing next to each other. I think Joe Biden presented himself quite well, frankly.
I think he actually looked awake for the first time.
Yeah,
it was his best debate.
I think he actually saved. I think he saved himself for another.
You're right. Yeah,
he was very presidential. He was very lucid. He made great points. He had a good sense of humor. I thought that was a standout night.
Other
for
than
him.
Shouting, just in his delivery, he sounds like he's shouting, which so does Bernie Sanders.
I think that whole stage kind of sounded,
they're all on Miracle Air, pretty much.
And as far as Bloomberg is concerned, I haven't changed my opinion about him one iota. I was offended to a point where all these people and their attacks on the billionaire status, for God's sakes, who the hell do you think you're kidding? Any of you? Without these guys to drive the economy, you have nothing. Whether they keep too much of it or, to attack somebody who is the epitome of the American dream is absurd. They kept using the term immoral when they talked about how much money he has. He's giving it all away, or certainly a good percentage of it. And whether you like his persona or not, he came across last night, his first debate, first time he was in that circumstance. At first, they went after him, and then they left him alone, and he kind of, they can't find that much to drill him on, so they drill him on being a billionaire, which is the epitome of the American dream, and then they drill him on something that he said about stop and frisk, and I don't think he ever quite answered it as well as he has without being in a stage situation like that. He says he's apologized, and he has. Who among that bunch up there is perfect? Who among them hasn't stuck their foot in their mouth or done something stupid? The more you do, the more likely you are to create a hubbub about something.
I think for people who don't know him, though, and don't already like him,
it was a bad first impression.
It was a really bad night.
Disappointed.
Yeah, it was a horrible night for him.
Because for him, he should have known going in, the same way that Biden was attacked before because he was the front runner. I think that everyone expected everyone to attack him, and he knew exactly what things they were going to attack him on because they were in the news for the last week. And I guess I was just expecting him to come out with kind of a stronger rebuke. He felt very...
The women thing is where he fell short for me.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren actually did what Tulsi Gabbard did to Kamala Harris.
Yep.
And that is
knocked him... I mean, she skewered him. And believe me, I'm not voting...
Not
I'm not going
to
vote for
advantage.
Not to her advantage, but it was definitely to his detriment.
I'm not voting for any...
skewered him in the first minute.
Yeah, I'm not voting for any of these people, so I'm just objectively telling you, like, just from a point of view, I think that Elizabeth Warren and Mayor Pete came out as the winners of that debate, and I think that the losers were Mike Bloomberg and Amy Klobuchar, who got hammered. I mean, Amy Klobuchar didn't know the president of Mexico, and that ruined her chances. But instead of just saying, you know what, and she tried, but Mayor Pete wouldn't stop. He was pretty relentless. Both Mayor Pete and Elizabeth Warren kept hammering, and obviously they were going after different targets. And to your point, I think Bernie Sanders came out unscathed. I hate everything that Bernie says. I don't like it, but he came out unscathed. Joe Biden, I think, actually saved himself for another couple of weeks. And I don't know.
I don't think it's going to move the needle for Elizabeth Warren, but she just torpedoed Bloomberg, and he could not recover. And I was honestly shocked.
What happened with Tulsi Gabbard. It didn't help her, but it knocked Kamala Harris
exactly.
out.
Yep.
You know, the shame of all of this is that we're judging, and this is the only way I suppose we have to judge in a manner of speaking. This is a show. This is a performance. This isn't really how... I mean, you remember how Trump handled all of this stuff on stage when he was basically... Who was it that said, just got to go for the kill? It was a radio program I was listening to. In defense of Bloomberg, if there is a defense for it, there's a lot more to him than was apparent on the stage. Yes, it was not a great first impression. I was disappointed myself. And so you see where it all goes. I still think that what he said or what his people said during the day is probably true unless something earth-shattering happens. There are only three people up there. There are only really two people that could, in the end, beat Trump. So let's see where it all goes.
Here's the thing, and this is what I've been saying, and I think you guys have been taking it. Look, I'm not a fan of Bloomberg, obviously, but this is what I've been saying for the last couple of weeks. It's not about who he is or what he does. It's that the country doesn't know him by and large. And so how he responded to the allegations about the farmers, about stop and frisk, about all of that, it was up to him to explain it and to kind of sell his story to the American people. And that's what I kept saying. It's got to happen in the debate. He's got to be able to come out and do that. And the fact that he's so smart, the fact that he has so much money, and the fact that he has great people standing around him, those people that prepared him for that debate should be fired because he was not ready. And everybody knew that they were going to jump on him. I mean, everybody knew that last night was going to be the debate.
As was the case with Joe Biden in the last couple of debates when he looked pretty weak. And now he's prepared himself. Bloomberg's got, more chances to present
himself. It's not his last chance because he's got money. If he were a candidate with no money, he'd be done before takeoff. But, I mean, he's going to be able to recover. He's just going to have to do better because what he saw didn't make him likable, I don't think. It didn't make anybody feel sorry for him. It didn't make anybody...
I don't know.
There was no connection.
Yeah. I'm not even sure he wants people to like him in the sense that, oh, he's going to be my best friend.
He has to, though, because, you know, I have female friends around the country, and they knew nothing about him, and they were texting me during the debate, and I had been talking him up, and they were like, what's this guy's deal with the NDAs and women? It was horrible. It was a disaster for him last night. And
knowing what's important to you, Victoria, and knowing what's important to you, Kara, watching, if I watched this for the very first time and didn't know anything else, I would say, how would my friends vote for this guy?
Yeah.
Because that's what you would think.
I was really taken aback, and I think it was just a mistake. I think he just wasn't prepared for it. So when he said, well, the NDAs, if anything, were just, you know, me saying a joke that someone didn't like, I think that really took people aback. And I agree about him firing people who prepared him, because I think it was a really good opportunity when they brought up stop and frisk to go back and talk about, you know, racial injustice and jail reform and other things like that, that he could be working on if he becomes president.
But it just didn't. It didn't. He didn't execute it well at all.
But
you know, Mayor Pete, I do like, and I think he's so smart, and always enjoy him.
And he's likable. I was impressed with him last night. I didn't pay much attention to him.
I always think he is pretty strong. But Amy Klobuchar, she had a really, besides Bloomberg, had a terrible night. She just could not get away from the president of Mexico.
I thought she started out strong. I thought she felt comfortable.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that came up...
Which was embarrassing. I mean, that was embarrassing for her, but there were ways that she could have handled it. And I don't know, just one more comment on Mayor Pete. I actually think his performance was one of the strongest, but I think there's something about him that makes me want to slap him. There's something about him where I think he thinks he's better than people on the stage, and I don't know. He's got to figure out a way to bring that down a little bit to seem more appealing to everybody. Because I think some people may go, all right, college educated guy. You know, he's got to become every man, I think, to really.
They'll make sure either he does or if he happened to be the Trump.
I mean, they is people, chaos, I guess.
Whoever.
I did like his zinger about actually voting for the, you know, a real Democrat on the stage, though, because it was.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. So that was an interesting point. But, you know, he and Amy, they reminded me of like a mother and son bickering duo the whole night.
I think was bothering me a little bit.
Yeah, like, they were off to the side, and it just.
That bothered me, but I will tell you, listening to her preach, she is so obnoxious.
Amy Klobuchar?
No, sorry, Elizabeth Warren.
Oh.
And Bernie just left me.
She saved herself, by the way.
She did.
Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren saved herself for a moment. The problem is that she's, I think she actually probably picked up a few people who were considering her in the past, but she's splitting votes with Bernie Sanders, and Bernie is so popular and surging so much that that's what's holding her back.
Yeah. So what does it say about me that I find him to be the least desirable of all of them up there? It's just awful. It really is. It is.
And this is about the outside appearance. Those teeth, he's got to fix the teeth. It's just,
All right. Well, here's a way to fix your waistline. Calitrin. Calitrin. How does it work? Calitrin's just there for... I won't do the rest of the song. There is a 100% safe and completely fabulous way for you to lose weight with obvious results. A six-month term not only loses the weight using Calitrin, but you keep it off. It's thanks to lots of people who have tested this, tried it, talked about it. Go to the website, calitrin.com, and look at the results. That's all you have to do. Look at the results. 86% success rate. It's not magic. It's taking these capsules every night and letting your body do the work. Right now, there's a fabulous deal on. Go to calitrin.com, use the DJV code, and lose the weight guaranteed.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter.
Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I guess we can apply that to some of the characters on stage on the debate last night. 23, actually, well, pretty close, 24 past the hour on this Thursday on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen at the controls. I'm Doug Steffen with Kelly Clarkson, who has come out swinging. You talk about who's coming out swinging in various appearances. She has no time for body shamers, whether it's people that take shots at her because she's heavy or anybody else. She took to Twitter yesterday to defend actress Valerie Bertinelli, who was body shamed after sharing a comment on the Food Network as a post-promotional. I'm not sorry. I am so sick of this stuff that there seems to be no way of curbing it. The way that the people, who the hell are you? No matter who you are, most of these people are so damn cowardly they don't identify themselves as to who they are, no matter what they're saying about whomever it is. You know, the stuff that came out about Bernie last night, actually, sort of, if there was one thing last night that I thought he said that was of any value, was telling the people who were taking shots at those who didn't like Bernie to get lost. And that's basically what Kelly Clarkson is saying here about what people may have said about Valerie Bertinelli, who wasn't fazed, it seems, anyway, by the remarks. Instead, thanked her, the hater, for reminding me that there's so much more than my body to me, which is obviously very true. Kelly loved the positive energy, commended Bertinelli for taking the high road. As she posted, quote, "True power is recognizing the prejudice of others, negativity, punching it square in the face with all the positive, remarkable, intelligent, beautiful light that seeps from your pores. Pity people that speak ill of others because while some of us are dancing, the others are too afraid to dance." Bertinelli saw Clarkson's sentiments and sweetly wrote back, "Love you," with the two red heart emojis. So
it's way too much of this stuff. Too easy, and it's people seem like they're not real, so people say just the most horrific things.
So why not just ignore
someone's face?
So then why not just ignore it then, Victoria? Is calling attention to it making it worse?
I
agree with that.
This exchange went viral, and this story is everywhere. You're probably going to see it even today. And I think that whenever celebrities are involved, and especially someone like Kelly Clarkson, who's, you know, fluctuated in her weight, so has Valerie Bertinelli, they've both talked about it. They both talked about weight loss, weight gain. I think it's helpful to know that, you know, that Kelly, I don't even know if she knows Valerie Bertinelli, but to have the two of them having each other's backs, I think, is important for other women. And boys get fat shamed and body shamed, too.
Right. Well, I think it's important for everybody, not just
to know
women.
That there's support.
Look at it. Screw you.
Yeah.
This really bothers the hell out of me. Okay, next. Let's move on to Whitney Houston, who is, interestingly enough, through the magic of holograms and stuff, about to appear on the concert stage again.
So
it's been dead for 8 years.
I can't even believe it.
And because of this thing, this holograph, she's going to embark on a European tour that starts in a couple of days in England and runs through early April. And there'll be dates here in our country to follow. I might want to just go see it just to see how they do it.
I read a review because they let a few of the press in to see the dress rehearsal, and everyone came out saying that the only thing missing was just like that. It was like as if Whitney was really there.
The real, right?
Yeah,
a heartbeat.
So
the only thing missing is a heartbeat.
I think it's getting pretty good reviews.
Yeah. Pat Houston,
a little creepy though. It'd be like making a hologram of my grandma.
But it's just it's so obviously taking. You know, making a lot of money. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's maybe actually kind of clever. And it'll entertain a lot of people, so there's really nothing wrong
with it. I do think it's cool that they use the same technology that they used in Star Wars Rogue One to bring Carrie Fisher back. So that's how good the level of hologram it is.
Yeah, right. Last week, a couple of members of the media were given the rehearsal. It's in they were doing it in Burbank, Jennifer.
Should go break it.
An Evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston Hologram Tour, features in Houston projected onto nearly invisible scrim on a stage with real dancers, live band. Concert set includes most of her biggest hits, hearing some of them in the background here. There's some unexpected rarities, too, including a cover of Stevie Winwood's Higher Love. I would like to hear that. I think that's a fabulous
song. It's been a big dance hit. I got a remix. It's the number of its top 10 hit again.
Fabulous song. And the show, which was conceived 5 years ago, used a body double along with hundreds of hours of Houston's performances and a lot of CGI synthesizing. We created the hologram the same way they did Carrie Fisher, as was noted here. Also, you know, there's been stuff like Roy Orbison's tour and Maria Callas's tour. And so anyway, let's see how it all shakes out. But really, kind of, it certainly is a conversation piece. She's been dead, since 2012. Concept became the model for other hologram concerts. So, there you go. Whitney is back again. Lives again. Lives on. 29 after the hour here.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a lively Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas last night, the first debate featuring Michael Bloomberg. The candidates wrestled over things like socialism, health care, and taxes. And a lot of shots were taken at the former New York City mayor.
Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another.
That was Elizabeth Warren. Here's Bernie Sanders.
Mr. Bloomberg had policies in New York City of stop and frisk, which went after African-American and Latino people in an outrageous way. That is not a way you're going to grow voter turnout.
Bloomberg says Sanders is not electable.
I don't think there's any chance whatsoever. And if he goes and is the candidate, we will have Donald Trump for another 4 years, and we can't stand that.
And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
At the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, you, February the 20th. No matter how things may appear, they can always be better. I don't know whether it's a straight line or whether it isn't a straight line, but there's a connection here that I think we need to make. And this is not normally, I normally don't like to dig into this stuff, but I'm going to dig into it a little bit because I think that it has an impact. And I don't want everybody, I mean, we all know where everybody stands on this. This is more of an observation than it is a criticism. It has to do with how we are seen. And the conclusion I'm drawing has to do with the president's appearance at the global security conference when, everybody, it's like a G8 thing. What are we going to do and how are we going to do it? And the way that behind the scenes, and I've gone through, I started reading something on the plane coming back the other night, and then I looked at something else last night. It was sort of an overview, a non-political overview of who did what at this conference. And rightly or wrongly, when you overview how the rest of the people there reacted to, and this is a translation, actually, of a couple of articles. One was in an Italian magazine. The other one was in a, I think it was a, an Austrian or German magazine. But the way that President Trump and also Mike Pompeo admonished the Europeans, basically to tell them that if they didn't like Trump, it was TS. Yeah, I just, this is not what the America that I grew up in, or the America that I live in, or the America, frankly, that for me I want. I don't want the president telling them to go screw if they don't like what our position is. I think it undermines the reality of who we are and what we are. And at some point in time, somebody's got to, I mean, okay, for a few years it's okay because we needed to do something to put the Chinese in their place. We needed to do something to change the trade realities between not only our northern and southern partners in North America, but the Europeans as well. And do they like getting pushed around? No. But it's not the way, it's not the fact that you push them around, it's how you do it. And Trump is so used to browbeating everybody, it would appear. And that's, you know, it's the, I'm not going to use this as a metaphor for Bloomberg, but Bloomberg doesn't run his business the way Trump ran his business. So the way that, you know, whether we need a businessman to be the president, we sure don't need some of the politicians that are around that want to be president, but it's just uncomfortable to see how these things, even though maybe it's the only way to get results, I'm not, I'm certainly not decrying the results. The real approach, though, is uncomfortable, and it not only affects how these leaders see each other, but it affects how people in other countries regard Americans. And you can say, ah, who cares what they say? It's important, especially as the world gets smaller. And maybe the best example of how we ought to be leading is the coronavirus. The fact that this thing is going to become, whether you like it or not, it is going to become, over the next few months, a real clear definer. It could ruin China's economy. That's not a far-fetched idea. The way this thing turns out, depending on how they can curb it or curtail it, it could either, you know, just be a blip on the radar screen, but it's already having an impact on the economy. And if it has an if it has an impact on their economy, it'll affect the world's economy, because the world has bought and supported China in all the crap that they've been building for the last 20 or 25 years, and we're the biggest culprits there. We've pushed them to the point of their success. And now if it falls apart, it's going to lay on Trump's lap, whether he deserves to have the credit or not. He's taking credit for the economy. So if there there could very well be a recession that starts at the end of the summer, into the fall, just before the election, and it could knock the crap out of him. And because, let's face it, people that will vote for him in their own self-interest. And most of the people that would vote for him feel like they are better off. He keeps touting the economy. If this thing with the coronavirus keeps going the way that it's going, the threat to the U.S. economy, even though low at the moment, especially if it doesn't spread here, look at the way the airline stocks have gone down like a rock in the last 2 to 3 weeks. All of the cruise lines, the stocks have gone down like a rock.
You know what else has taken a big hit, which is sort of in league with what you're saying? I was reading an article yesterday, obviously, doing tech research, and the travel apps are taking a massive hit. People are not downloading any travel apps. They're not adding them, and they're not using the ones that they have, and they're not booking any travel through any of the apps that, like Hotel Tonight or Expedia or, you know, any of the major travel apps. They're all taking a big, big hit. So Americans are probably just planning on maybe like long road trips this summer.
Yeah, I think
they're
renting an airplane.
You know what's up? Well, that's true. We've got a 737 MAX issue, a flight issue.
And I don't think we trust that they're clean. The people, mm-hmm. I think
no.
about
they are
what,
clean.
You know,
Yeah.
You know, it's actually gone up. RV rentals, car rentals, vans, things like that. They're on the way up. So I think that's going to show the bigger picture of what American summertime is going to look like.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, okay, so just to answer your thoughts, because I think I can add a little perspective.
Okay.
I'd ask the question about, did the rest of the world really like us that much to begin with? Or was that a relationship built
they
because
look
we
up
used
to
lay?
Because of we're
well,
being
they
the
may
shining
look up
star. I mean, look at all the people that
they
try
may
to
look
get
up
here
to
still.
Us. But do they also kind of look up to us and hate us all at the same time? When you're the top dog, you get a little bit of both of that. And so, look, I acknowledge fully that President Trump makes people uncomfortable. He makes other world leaders uncomfortable. But he's actually standing up for America's interests first, as opposed to some of the other presidents
but
who have just apologized for America.
But it's the way I mean. Listen, you only have an argument for me on that.
But no. I'm just answering.
Done, Jennifer. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and I'm just answering it the way it makes people uncomfortable. I understand, but I think sometimes to get someone in there with backbone, even if it's for a short 8 years, it helps reset relationships.
Yeah.
How about a short 8 years?
Yeah,
now, right. And then the other thing about how people vote for him because it's self-serving, it's not self-serving for me at all. In fact, my financial situation is worse under President Trump than it was under President Obama. But I think he is the right thing for this country at the right time, because I believe, and here's where you guys may all throw rotten apples at me, but I believe we're in a really big culture war, and I believe that the far left has infiltrated our schools. We've removed civics. People don't know how to make real change in our society.
On that. I agree.
I think the far left has infiltrated local government. I see it every single day in California. And I think it takes someone like President Trump, who makes people uncomfortable but has a backbone, to put a stop to it. So that's why I vote for him, even though financially my business is suffering, actually.
Yeah.
Now, that may be California's fault.
I know. Yeah.
You know, it may be California's fault, but there are other things that are going on that, maybe
reality,
would have been better
technology,
somewhere else.
All kinds of stuff. All
but
right,
for the
so
country,
the one,
I feel like it's needed.
The comment that I would have has to do with where we are and where we're going and what does bring us up short. There are a lot of things, and what you said about school is so true. We have systematically, for whatever the reason, you can look at it with a conspiratorial eye, which is what I do. I think that there's a control mechanism. And I had this conversation yesterday. I talked to a guy who is a sales director of one of the largest radio networks, and we were talking about his child is 11 years old. And what a sweet, he loves his daughter, and yet he's concerned about her because of her world view is at 11, taking into account all of the things that are around her, i.e. the schools putting into play all the devices. Kids can't write anymore. They don't even know how
That's
to write
true.
Words.
Yep. That's true.
They don't know,
they
how,
don't
to
know
communicate.
How to write in cursive. Yeah.
No, they don't know how to communicate either. They don't know how to talk about things. They don't know how to rationalize. They don't know how to realize. They
don't
know
think
how
that's
to
on purpose
think.
Because they
yes,
can't
that's
thrive.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, they can't thrive because
right.
and they can't thrive together as a society. So they feel isolated and they become reliant on the government to take care of them. And that's the big circle that we're all into.
Well, the problem
that's not
is
what I think the country is.
It's the difference of where you go to school, because if you're at a progressive private school, a friend my best friend teaches at a private school in Manhattan, and the curriculum that the kids learn is unbelievable. It's like it's so advanced. The kids are, it's all about, communication
but,
and thinking
yes.
and strategy.
But everybody can't absorb at the same
that's
rate,
the problem.
Victoria.
Well, yeah. Well, no, in this elite school, they're all, you have to qualify
okay,
to get
group,
in.
But I'm
and
talking about out in the world.
Right. But what I'm saying is the biggest problem is the kids who don't have the opportunity to go to a school like that, and that's how all the private schools in Manhattan are. But if you can't afford that,
too.
What are you left with in public school? Public school is a disaster for
awful.
So many kids. And it's
and nobody
just,
talked about that last night on stage. Nobody
I don't,
talked
well, I don't
about
know
a lot of things that weren't addressed.
I know, but I don't know that there was really time with.
Well,
there were, I think in the next
foreign
debate,
policy either, which I thought was too bad. There was nobody that talked about anything foreign really.
Foreign policy was kind of a big theme in the last one, but I think this was all about Bloomberg, attacking Bloomberg.
Yeah.
But I mean, the problem, what I'm talking about though, the inequity in education in this country for this next generation especially, we're just creating and expanding on the wealth gap and the and the social injustice gap, and we're creating much. I mean, I think it's a bigger divide than maybe we've ever had, and it's only going to get worse. It's really scary. I'm happy I don't have kids to worry about, because I would wouldn't want to have to worry about that.
Today is National Love Your Pet Day, embracing the special traits that make them, our dogs and cats and pets, so close to us, and other the way that we realize our humanity is as it is because of the support of our pets. There are a lot of things that differentiate us from the rest of the animal kingdom. Sometimes I'm loath to get into these, even though a lot of the stations that carry this program carry Rush Limbaugh. His soliloquy on animals and pets and where they are in the pecking order just doesn't square with me. And there was a whole bunch of that stuff being discussed on a lot of talk radio programs on Monday and Tuesday of this week.
He doesn't like pets either.
He thinks that he thinks that humans at the top of the chain, everything else should serve us. But it was a reflection on something. I can't remember why it came about. There was something that had to do with talking about how all pets deserve respect and deserve a place in the universe that puts them on par, some people think, with humanity. And so, anyway, the point here is that we can spend the day loving our pets. There are a lot of things that the unusual behaviors, our tendency to keep other animals as pets is kind of cool. Who's got a one of those little, what are those things called?
A cat? I have one of those.
No, yeah, those two. Okay, so here's the survey, Jennifer, of 1,000 Americans, most popular pets. 40% say a dog is their most popular pet. 25% say a cat. 8% said fish. 4% said birds. And 2% said hamsters, gerbils, or mice. So, where do you fit in that scale?
And here are the top. Count. I just think that that's
really
ridiculous.
Okay. Top five reasons Americans are grateful for their pet. Number one.
Fake news.
Unconditional love, 22%. Boy, is that sure is, in my case, absolutely true. Number two, my pet helps comfort me when I'm sad. 17% said that was what they were grateful for. 13% said my pet makes me look forward to going home. Yeah. 10%. I took Charlotte with me everywhere I went, and I take Daisy with me pretty much everywhere too. 10% said my pet helps me become a more loving person. Absolutely. Pets teach you about love. Number five on this list, 10% also said my pet teaches me to be more patient. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
My pet keeps me ready for the zombie apocalypse because I'm just waiting for her to eat me. So she always keeps me on my toes.
Okay. All right. So Jennifer, tell us what's on TV tonight that looks like a square deal.
Well, tonight is Outmatched on Fox. That's a brand new show that's going to be at 8:30. Superstore is new on NBC. Tommy is new tonight.
Do people really think that Superstore is funny? Did people watch that?
I actually like it. Yeah.
You do?
It's weird and it's never seen it. And quirky, but I don't know. It's weird and quirky in a way that The Good Place was, and I've sort of, except not as deep, but I've just kind of fallen into it. I like it. Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, The Million Little Things are new tonight on ABC. And since we're talking about dogs, Dogs of the Year is new tonight on the CW at 9 o'clock. How about that?
10 before the hour. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Time is 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Uber is going to let you report uncomfortable rides as you're in the car, I guess. Is that how this works?
Because
I can't figure out the Uber thing anymore out here. I just can't. I'm getting in a cab. I can't deal with Uber. They don't show up. They don't have. It's not like it was. It just isn't. Anyway,
well, I'm a Lyft fan. I have never, I don't use Uber. I like Lyft better, but they're so similar. And Lyft will probably follow in Uber's lead here. So what Uber's done is, because safety is such a big storyline for both Uber and Lyft, they have all kinds of problems and incidents, drivers sexually assaulting passengers, passengers being abusive to drivers. It's a mess. So anyway, so what Uber's done, they've added a new tool for riders who, if you're in the middle of, if you're in the progress of your trip, it's called on-trip reporting. And so if you are in the back seat of the car and you're feeling uncomfortable, whether the driver is driving erratically or he's asking inappropriate questions or whatever it is, you can discreetly report this behavior to Uber and to their safety team while it's happening. Now, previously, you would have to wait till the trip was over and then provide feedback. And that's not always the case, because people get to work or they get to the party or get to the airport or wherever they're going, and then they don't really think about providing the feedback that's really necessary. And so now, while it's happening, you can do this in real time. And what Uber says, they're going to keep all the comments anonymous, so a driver is never going to know which passenger actually reported them. But Uber is going to use the data and then educate the drivers in the meantime and give them materials on how to properly conduct themselves. And then if it's something that gets repeatedly reported, so if it's a repeat offender kind of a thing, then Uber will use that information to fire the driver. They'll have cause to fire the driver. And so I think it puts the drivers on notice that you're not going to get away with this anymore. We know that there have just been too many horrific stories, and I think it's a good, important tool.
All right. Well, it is, I guess, that we got to have tools and you got to feel safe. YouTube TV has killed off billing via iTunes. Let's see what significance that has in our daily lives.
The Geek Out. Heads up to those cord cutters out there using YouTube TV. If you signed up and paid for the streaming platform through iTunes, you may be in for a surprise that you can't do that anymore. Last week, Google killed off billing support via Apple, and beginning March 13th, if you haven't switched your account, it will be canceled and anything in your DVR cloud will be lost. Like Spotify and Netflix before them, YouTube has decided paying Apple their 15% fee is just a bit too much. So now you'll have to work the billing through a browser or, ironically, through the Play Store. So if you're a YouTube TV subscriber, just take note of how you're paying for it, and we've posted some links explaining it all on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Attention, everyone. Dell's President's Day sale is still on with savings on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Save up to $400 on monumental tech deals, all with free shipping. Visit Dell.com/President's Day or call 800-BUY-DELL.
Next up, a question about digital transactions versus cash and credit.
This is really important.
From the germ department. Yeah.
Yep, because we've been hearing these stories about the Chinese government literally washing their physical money and disinfecting it. Well, it turns out there's a new study on what's the safest way to keep yourself from transmitting germs between people. And numerous studies have shown, obviously, ATMs, gross, all those people touching them. Credit cards and payment tablets that are popping up in restaurants, they're just as bad. So despite the rise of digital wallets, a lot of people are still using old-fashioned paper money, and the question is, where does the coronavirus or the flu virus live the longest? And it turns out it lives the longest on your credit cards. So if you are someone who uses cash and then is thinking that maybe it's better to use your credit card, it's not. Cash, actually, the flu germs can live on hard, solid, and non-porous surfaces. Paper money, it actually is not a great environment for germs, or the flu virus and the coronavirus. So actually use cash if you can, which is actually healthier. And then the other thing is, use Apple Pay, use your digital wallet on your phone, use anything that does not require you to physically keep using your credit card and handing it to another person. Now, if you're just swiping it, like at the grocery store or whatever, where another person doesn't touch your card, then you're actually better off. But if you have to do a person-to-person transaction, either do it digitally or just use good old-fashioned cash, and that will help save you from some of the germs.
Good old-fashioned cash. Wow, that's almost disappeared, isn't it, in some places? 59 after the hour on the DJV Pro.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.